So, information in mind. I've got three quotations here. I'm going to say a few words about two of them. I'm actually going to skip one because I've decided I don't have time for it. So the first one, it's tempting to suppose that some concept of information could serve eventually to unify mind, matter, and meaning in a single theory. That was Dennett and Haugland in 87. So what I'm doing here is basically trying to confirm that supposition. So this is Valentino Breitenberg, and this is the one I'm going to skip, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. And then we come to the famous Bateson one, difference which makes a difference. I interpret this as meaning that some physical differences are significant, and those differences are the basic units of information. So my take on that is that is basically along the right lines, but I think we can do better, and arrogantly or not, I'm going to try and show that something a bit better here. So, quick summary of what I'm saying as regards to information. There could be a slightly different summary that was emphasising mind, but anyway. So the concept of physical information is basically material form. Using intentionality here as a technical term in philosophy of mind, intentional information is information that's about something, so intentionality is aboutness. Intentional information is a very broad concept that covers mental content, semantic information, all meaning and significance, so in other words, that's natural meaning and non-natural meaning. And intentional information is best considered encoded in physical information being decoded in use. So the headings that follow are physical information, intentionality in the mind, intentional information, and then there's a brief conclusion. Physical information is material form. That can be thought of as structure or shape, but it also encompasses all other material qualities, such as mass, electrical resistance, etc. So Bateson's physical differences, I see material form as being a better way of thinking about the same thing. The concept of physical information is due to the application of Shannon's concept of information to physics, as already said, it has no meaning, semantic aspect whatsoever. Physical information, this is an indication of the significance of the concept of physical information in physics, is that physical information, like matter and energy, is conserved because physical processes are lawful, and so the state of affairs at one time can be deduced given the state of affairs at another time. And it follows from this conception of physical information that every physical entity encodes the outcomes of all of its potential interactions, the decoding key in each case being the context, which is that with which it interacts. And an example is genes, items of physical information that are encoded in DNA sequences, the decoding key being the biological context, which is basically the cell. So context both enables and constrains potential interactions. As I already said, intentionality is aboutness. So Brentano, writing originally in the 19th century, suggested that intentionality is the ineliminable mark of the mental. I would leave aside ineliminability for the moment, but I think it's quite valid to say it is a distinguishing mark of mentality. And my explanation of that is that the concept of mind implies modelling, and intentionality is simply the relationship between model and object. But mentality is not just passive representation. Minds act to achieve goals, they have purpose, the mind is a model user. I'll skip that last point in that slide. So what is a model? Dennett suggested that an intentional system is one whose behavior can be successfully predicted by attributing intentionality to it. This, to me, I know there is some debate about this, to me this is clearly instrumentalist, and I valid it as see that as being entirely valid in this context. Arguments can be made about evolutionary emergence, and there are other ways to look at this, but I don't have time for it right now, unfortunately. Anyway, intentional systems I see as simply being models or modelers. And so, following Dennett, a model is that which is usefully treated as such. And I'll skip that last point as well. What is use? This is a bit more difficult, and I think I'll skip the second point on this slide and simply say that more work is required on this. It's quite a deep issue. The use of physical information to construct models is generally, but not necessarily, unconscious. The content of consciousness is a stream of intentional information. So I'll be saying more about that indirectly. Anyway, next section, intentional information. So this slide is attempts to explain this point about encoding. So we take the example of an apple. Light bounces off it, it's reflected into the eye. It carries clues about the apple because it's been changed while being reflected. Eventually, we get a subjective impression of an apple. The intentional information about the apple is encoded in the light that enters the eye and in consequent neural activity, where the decoding key is the neural or mental context, which is the mind-brain as a whole. And similarly, intentional information about intentional information is encoded in the light that is entering your eyes now, assuming that you're looking at the screen. So, yes, I've already covered that first point. Mental content is encoded in neural activity, while meaning and or significance can be encountered anywhere, depending on the decoding key, which is the mind-brain concerned. Intentional information is essentially subjective. It's inherently uncertain due to the referential gap. The identification of the object necessarily involves a leap of faith. And we've reached the conclusion, so intentional information is always encoded in physical information being decoded in use. While in clear form in the mind of the user, it remains encoded in the brain. Purpose motivates decoding, influences interpretation. This might be viewed as a generalization of Wittgenstein's later concept of meaning as use in a given context. And I won't worry too much about that last point. So that's it.
So have we any quick questions before we move on to the panel session? Paul?
So then it also distinguishes this level one and level two intentionality where you have at level two you have the ability as a system to ascribe intentionality to other systems. Is that something which also plays an important role in your approach?
Yes. Certainly. So we have second-order intentional systems, which are modelers, in my terminology. So this can... the modelers can model other models, other modelers, I should say, or some modelers can model other modelers. I'd leave it at that for the moment.